If you have listened to all of the teaching episodes from this season of our podcast, season 4, then you have heard the tip that I gave for how to make your essential oils last longer. This is the Q&A for that episode, and I'm also going to be sharing some of the comments as well. Suzanne's comment is, they are usually in a bedroom, so I guess I need to fix that, lol. The new ones I have gotten in the past couple of weeks are still in a box, so I will have to try to find room for them in the refrigerator. Will the blends I will be making from your recipes need to be refrigerated as well? Great question, Suzanne. So yes, if you make the recipes in the sizes that I provide and use them up before the ingredients expire, you are fine. My topical recipes are generally written for 1 ounce sizes, which include the carrier oil, so that you are only using a few drops of essential oil. And this is beneficial because you can not only test out the product to make sure that it is working well for you, but you can also have a chance to adjust the dilution. And more importantly than either one of those two options is, since we know that carrier oils don't have as long a shelf life as essential oils, with the exception of jojoba oil, we are sure to be able to use up the recipe before it goes bad and we have to throw it out. But just like essential oils, your ready-made products will be extended with refrigeration. Tanya says, I'll be looking to store mine in the fridge now. Amelia says, I need to figure out a better place to store them. Michelle says she is storing her citrus oils in the fridge since that's all that can fit. And the rest are in a closed wooden box that only gets light when I open it to take a bottle out. Anne says, I don't have them refrigerated currently, but I do have them in containers in a very dark, cool basement. Yes, that is excellent. Dan says, nope, I have mine under the sink where it is cool. I have a large bathroom. Hey, that works. Sharon says, I will be now. Sarah says, now I do. I used to store them in a bottle bag for essential oils. Now the bag is in the refrigerator. Natalie says, mine are in a dark place, but I'll be switching to the fridge once I've made some room. Lisa said, I just completed reading the introduction and a lot of good information is in there and I'm excited to continue. Lisa has jumped into our free course module. So if you don't want to listen to podcasts, which if you don't, you're probably not listening to me right now, right? But if you would like a readable version, you can hop on over to leahjacobson.com/course. And you can get free access to Module 1, which is this first collection of episodes that I published earlier this month. And what I am answering right now in these last few episodes, the Q&A, and sharing the comments with you. And Lisa, I'm excited for you to continue as well, because the next collection of episodes is going to be all about brands. Kath says, can you freeze oils to prolong their shelf life, or does that ruin their chemical composition? Maybe if you can store them in the freezer, they would need some warming up time before using, and then would it be okay to put them back in the freezer afterwards? So Kath, yes, you can freeze them, and no, it doesn't hurt them. Some essential oils that have high menthol, like peppermint or corn mint, may somewhat solidify even with refrigeration, so they definitely will solidify if you freeze them, so yes, you may need to thaw them before use. That being said, I do worry about condensation, so I would recommend a refrigerator over a freezer, but to answer your question, it does not hurt them to freeze them. Diane says, I will be in the market for a dorm fridge come fall college enrollment season. Very good information. Thank you. Kim asks if you can store rollers in the fridge as well as any essential oil. The answer is yes, you can. And if your rollers have a carrier oil, which they should, because rolling essential oils on the skin is going to open yourself up to adverse reactions from not properly diluting first. You may need to pull out your roller before you need it and let it thaw a bit so that it will glide on the skin. That being said, if you do have a roller with a stainless steel ball, which are the ones that I recommend, as soon as you start rolling it on your skin, it will warm up the stainless steel ball and it will melt that carrier and allow it to glide on your skin. A question from Hamie asking, what is the ideal temperature to store them? The answer is anything below room temp is good, but refrigerator temp is great. Refrigerators are generally around 40 degrees. Anita makes a great point. She says, I just want to mention if you have children and store essential oils in the fridge to keep them in a locked box or otherwise make it inaccessible to curious children. Excellent tip, Anita. Gay left a comment, I'm hoping to learn enough from this course to use my oils for more things and use them up before they go bad. Not knowing which oil to use for treating the ailments and bites and all the other things they are good for has caused me to not use them as much as I want to. Hopefully this course helps, but if you are ready for recipes and how to use, you can feel free to join the club that has all of my recipes. Over 250 recipes for lots of different health issues can be found at leahjacobson.com/club. Janet asks, so if I take a trip, will it hurt that I take them out of the fridge and then put them back upon my return home? That is totally fine. What you are doing with refrigerating them for most of their life is you are still extending the shelf life. So pulling them out to use them and then placing them back, even on a few day vacation or a 1 week or a 2 week vacation, is not going to negate all of the time that they do spend in the refrigerator. Laura's question, will the essential oil fragrance affect my food in the fridge? Yes, actually it can. So if you can place your essential oils in a container first and then put it in your refrigerator, that would be great. I remember when I first started out using essential oils and I stored my essential oils in the butter compartment, which quickly drew to a vegetable drawer and then finally a dorm fridge that was dedicated to essential oils, I did notice that I could smell the essential oils when I opened up my refrigerator. So just something to be aware of if you are sharing storage in your food fridge. Sharon's question is about the thickness of the oil, and this is a great question. Does the oil become too thick to drop out of the bottle with the dropper tops on them? Some essential oils like vetiver and myrrh actually are really thick at room temp, and the dropper tops rather than orifice reducers can make them much easier to use. I personally do not refrigerate my myrrh essential oil because it's already a bit difficult to get out of the bottle as it is. And when you refrigerate it, the lid pretty much cements on. Ask me how I know. And while I'm on this topic, any essential oils that I use for cleaning, such as tea tree and lemon, I also leave out because I purchase them in 2 or 4 ounce bottles. And they are my cleaning essential oils that I leave out and mix to make my cleaning recipes, and I'm not worried about using them topically, so therefore I do not use valuable space in my essential oil fridge for those essential oils. Kathy said, no idea I could keep them in the fridge. Mind blown. Caitlin's question is, if I follow all the steps to keep the essential oils longer, how much longer? Double the time of their shelf life or much more? My answer is that you can expect it to extend the shelf life 1 to 2 years, depending on how frequently that you open your essential oils and how long they were kept cold. If you are pulling them out of your fridge on a daily basis or a weekly basis, then you are going to extend the shelf life a bit more than keeping them at room temperature. But if you are keeping them refrigerated for most of the time, then you can expect the shelf life to be even longer. Anita's question is, do the shelf life numbers quoted include with refrigeration or without? Would we add the 1 to 2 years to the numbers or no? Yes, the essential oil shelf life estimates are without refrigeration, so you can extend the time if you are refrigerating your essential oils. I hope this information was helpful. This concludes the Q&As for the Introduction to Essential Oils collection of episodes. The next collection of episodes will be about the very popular topic of choosing brands. So if you are curious to know how to choose reputable essential oil brands, then you want to make sure that you come back for our next collection of episodes all about choosing brands here on the podcast. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast.